Tonight, I want to talk about love. You know, we say we love everything. We love cars, we love candy, we love this, we love that. But sometimes we need to understand that our relationship with God is based on love. For God so loved the world, he gave. And our relationships with one another, brothers, sisters, siblings, church family, husbands, wives, it's all based on love. Now, what we got to realize is there are different kinds of loves, and I'm not going to talk about that tonight, but, you know, there's agape love, which is the God kind of love, and there's phileo love, which is the brotherly love, and eros love, which is a natural love that men and women have for one another. You know, but in Mark 12:30, it says, and I'm going to go to the New King James here. It says, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Therefore, no other commandment greater than these." There's no other commandment. Now, he talks about, he said, you know, this is the first commandment, to love the Lord your God. And the second is like it. Now, if you walk in love and have love, you won't need to look at the Ten Commandments, because you won't break any of the Ten Commandments if you're walking in love. Hello, don't look at me, that's the truth. You know, here he tells us to love God and love others and love ourselves. Now, in the natural, if you have any courses and have taken any courses in psychology and different areas on family living and stuff, you'll find out that one of the things that people have a problem with is loving themselves. But if you learn how to love God and love others, you can love yourself. Now, I'm not going to talk about that. But God made it possible for us to walk in love. I've heard some people say, "Well, I can't love so-and-so because of what they did." Yes, you can. You can walk in love towards somebody no matter what they did. God said to walk in love. Actually, love is necessary if you're going to receive the promises of God. The Bible says faith works by love. Now, you know, a lot of people love to hear about faith message and they get excited about the faith message. But, hey, the love message is what makes faith work. I didn't say that. That's what the Bible said. You know, he commanded us to walk in love with one another. Look at John 13:34-35. "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another. We are supposed to love one another like he has loved us." What did his love cause? It caused him to give himself for us. "By this, all will know that you are my disciples, and you have love one for another." Jim Blanchard said, "Christian love is the distinguishing mark of the Christian life." We could say that the love of God identifies us with Him. His love. You know, my father was known as the modern day father of faith. He didn't like that. But the people that really knew him were more impressed by his love walk than his faith. In fact, if you were at his memorial right here in this building, when people were talking about him, they talked more about his love than they ever did about his faith. How many of you were here? How many of you heard that? You know, there's two books back there in our bookstore and gift store that I suggest that everybody read. Love, The Way to Victory by my dad, and a little mini book by me that's called Faith Works or Worketh by Love. I think these two books will help you tremendously with your love walk. I know my Uncle Dub, he was a rounder in life. In the last few years of his life, he lived down there in the trailer by the maintenance building. And he used to tell me, he said, Kenneth Wayne, I have to read the love scriptures two or three times a day. Because he was one of these guys that if you crossed him, he didn't say anything to you. He just knocked the fire out of you. He was about 6'5", and he was mean, man. But he said in order to keep himself straight, he had to read about love. So if you're having trouble with walking in love, then read these two books. Read the scriptures in the Word of God. Because according to Strong's Concordance, love is mentioned 310 times in the New King James Bible. I would say that it's an important subject if it's mentioned that many times. Dad says in his book, Love, The Way to Victory, the Bible encourages us to make the love of God the great aim and a great quest in our life. You know, let's go and look at Romans 5:5 for just a minute. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Let's go look at that in the NLT, the New Living Translations. Maybe I'll come up with it in a minute. Well, it's supposed to come up, but it didn't, so I'll have to go get it. There we go. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. The Voice translation of that says the Holy Spirit was given to us, which was given to us, that has flooded our hearts with the love of God. And another translation says, we can now experience the endless love of God cascading into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that lives within us. This tells us that the Holy Spirit brings the love of God into our hearts and that we can love no matter what anybody does. We have the love of God in us and we can love others with it. Now, I may not be able to love somebody in the natural, but I can love them with the love of God that God has put in my heart. I many times say, I love the individual, but I don't love what they do. Hello? You know, if you have the love of God on the inside of you, then you can love. I've heard people say, well, I just can't love. I just can't do it. They've been so mean to me. That doesn't make any difference. When you don't walk in love, you are blocking the promises of God from coming to you, and it's not hurting them. It's hurting you. So love them and let God take care of them, and you do what you need to do so that you can enjoy the promises of God. That's the walk in love. You know, now a lot of people don't walk in love because they've never been taught or anything about it. I talk about it every once in a while, but I was reminded as I was studying this afternoon that I hadn't talked about it in a while, so I'm going to talk about it tonight. You know, the Apostle Peter told his congregation, he said, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to paraphrase it to our language, but you can read it there in Peter, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to keep telling you and reminding you of these things. Anybody ever read that over there in Peter? Yeah, a lot of you have. So, if Peter thought it was wise to keep reminding his people, his parishioners, of certain subjects, then I think it's wise for me to keep reminding this church of certain things. You know, God doesn't expect us to love in our own ability, but he does expect us to take his love and love others and yourself and God with that. Now, I'm not telling you to walk in love is going to be easy. You know, it's not. It's not at all. You know, I learned myself that when people said nasty things against me, I could sort of let it go pretty easy. But man, when they started saying things against my dad, I wanted to do something about it. Because in my book, Faith Suffers, Faith Worketh by Love, on page 15, I said this: it's very difficult to suffer long when things are said against my father. I know he's done what God has asked him to do through the years, and he's done it without material comforts because he would not compromise. It still bothers me when people talk about him. Have you ever noticed that you can sort of handle it when people say something and talk about you, but they start talking about your family, your kids, it's a different story. I tell you what, they were coming down on Dad about something, I don't know, and I told him, I said, Dad, let me tell you what let's do. Let's go rent a stadium. And let these people that are saying this put everybody that has been blessed and healed and saved and baptized the Holy Spirit under their ministry on that side of the stadium. And let's put the ones that's been blessed by you on this side of the stadium. And I said, I'm going to tell you what, we'll beat them 2-1. Show them up forever. He said, son, that's not the way to do it. He said, We just keep on doing what, and this was in recent years. I mean, this was back in the 80s, I think it was, that I did this. And he said, keep on doing what we're doing and love people and let God take care of it. You know, God doesn't intend for you to be a doormat. That's not what I'm talking about. See, some people, when we start talking about love, then they go to the extreme. No, God does not intend for you to be abused and manipulated, but you can walk in love. Hello? You have to deal with problems as they come, but you still do not have to walk out of love. Boy, it's quiet in here tonight. It's great when you want to preach a message where everybody gets excited. But when I get down talking where you live, then things get awful quiet. We have to understand that sometimes there's something called tough love. You make a tough decision. I mean, because we love our kids, we make decisions because we love them. Otherwise, we just let them go do what they want to. Am I right or wrong? See, people get the wrong idea about love sometimes. You make a decision out of your love for somebody. Now, it may not be what they would want, but because you love them, you are not going to contribute to their downfall. How many understand what I'm saying to you? See, I sometimes go a different direction. Something like I said, you paint a different side of the picture. You see, but we've got to look at love from all sides. And there are times that you have to be strong in love. There are times that in love, you got to just keep your mouth shut and pray. Come on now. Am I saying anything that anybody's recognizing? You know, it's difficult to walk in love. But it's the best thing you can do if you want to receive all of the blessings that God has for you. I mean, you can talk about faith all you want to, but let's go back to what I said in the beginning. If you're not walking in love, your faith's not going to work. My dad used to say, hey, if your faith's not working, check up on yourself. I said, what do you mean? He said, check up on your love walk. I said, what's that got to do with it? You know, this when I was a kid. He said, go read the Bible. I said, I have. He said, well, it tells you that your faith don't work if you don't love. Now, somebody said, well, that's not what it said. Yes, it is. That's the way we would say it. Faith works by love. So if faith works by love, if you don't love, faith won't work. Hello. You know, let's go read 1 John 4:19. 1 John 4:19. We love each other because he loved us first. The New Living Translation. We love each other because he loved us first. You know, as we look at this, if you listen to some people talk, even some ministers, you would think God is mad at everybody. You wouldn't think that he loved anybody. They paint a picture of a God that's just looking for an excuse to punish somebody. Listening to them, you know, makes you don't want to draw near to God, but makes you want to go as far away as you can. Actually, when we were still ugly in sin, God paid no attention to that. And because he loved us, he sent Christ to die for us. Go to 1 John 4:9. 1 John 4:9. 1 John 4:9. God showed us how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. I'm reading from the NLT here. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. Actually, the King James says, in this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. In this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin. God loved you even when you didn't love God. Hello? So you can love other people when they don't love. God loved when you weren't loving him, but he still loved. His kind of love loves people, is concerned about people. If you have the God kind of love, I do this. If I see an accident or I hear about a tragedy, I immediately start to say, Lord, send people across their path to minister to them. Hello, that's what the love of God does in you. I better go on. When somebody does something to you, remember, God loved you when you weren't doing good either, so you can love them. You know, sometimes we don't feel like walking in love, and I grant you that. It's hard to walk in love when somebody is saying hateful and hurtful and harmful things about you. But we just have to remember, I love God, God loves me, and I can walk in love because I want the promises of God in my life. You know, perhaps you will encounter a person that has said some wrong things about you and has even wronged you. And you see that person and you walk up to that person and you say hello and shake their hand and even give them a hug. And I've done that. A person came up to me. This happened years ago. That knew I did this. And they said, how can you do that? I don't think I could have done that. Well, you know how I can do it? Because I have learned that to walk in love is better than holding bitterness, because that stops up the fountain of flow of God's love, God's promises coming to me. In my book, Faith Works by Love, I said, a study of God's love can show you the best way to live or show you how to do this. You know, I've had people leave this church. Some of them in leadership positions. Then they would go out and say things that were not true concerning me and how I treated them. One person I paid salary for several weeks. And yet, they said I'd wronged them, I'd robbed them, and so forth and so on. And I saw that person later. I shook their hand. Said, how you doing? How's it going? You know, And that's what this person is talking about. But you see, somebody said, how do you do that? I do it because God loved me and I love God. And he told me, he said, love me, love God, love other people and love yourself. So I'm going to walk in that. I'm not going to stop my blessing because of what somebody else done. Now, I've had to do that many, many times. You know, I went to Bible school and I had guys and friends and this one individual, he'd gone out and now he'd gotten to have a big church. And he had talked against me when I had left the position that I left and come to work for this ministry. And he had talked about me in different ways and so forth and so on. In fact, I had seen him at some conventions and I was scheduling meetings and he acted like I didn't exist. But after a few years went by and I had begun, and I don't mean this egotistically, but you begin to get a little bit of a reputation, you know. I'd been overseas and preached to several thousand people and so forth. And he saw me and he said, man, hey, I want you to come to my church. You can really help me now. And I wanted to tell him, You didn't need me when I needed you, and now I don't need you when you need me. But I did. I just said, well, maybe I'll do that sometime. Well, he never did ask me anymore, so I didn't bother to go and ask him. I would if the Lord had told me to. But you see, I had to walk in love toward that guy. It didn't make no difference. I'm not talking to you about something that I haven't done and I'm still doing. I guess we could sort of end this up, and I got about 5 minutes now, or 8 minutes, I think, before I'm supposed to be finished, and I'll try to be finished. If I'm not, I'll keep going. Love is always glad for the prosperity and promotions of others and is willing to take a back seat if necessary. See, 1 Corinthians 12, or 13, 4 through 8. Love never fails, never fades out, or becomes obsolete, or comes to an end. You know, as we look at this and we begin to see this, I read the wrong scripture, I'm sorry. I mean to read 4 and it come up on 8. They've been trying to teach me to use this thing, but I'm doing my best, okay? Go to, it's the fourth verse that I want. Love endures long, is patient, is kind. Love never is envious or boils over with jealousy, is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. You know, love doesn't go around doing things against other people or telling tales on them, you know, even if it's true. He goes on to say here, love, it's not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It's not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. God's love in us does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. That's tough. But that's what it says. Okay? You know, Love doesn't wish bad things on happen to other people. I've heard people say, I hope they get what's coming to them. But love, it does not rejoice in injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoice when right and truth prevail. Love always believes and says the best about others. You know, it bears up under anything and everything that comes. It's ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. You know, said there, believes the best about every person. You know, people like to bear tales. And I have told some people before, they start telling me something, I say, listen, I'm not interested. Because they're telling me something that they don't know whether it's true or not. They weren't there. They're just telling me what somebody else told them. And then besides that, love believes the best about people. I remember one time, my mom said to my dad, I still remember this, says, they asked you about, Kenneth, they asked you about this person, and why didn't you tell them? And Dad said, I don't want to put a mark on anybody. They could have repented since that event happened. That was the way he walked in love. Love always comes out on top. It outlasts every attack. Love never fails, never feeds out, never becomes obsolete, comes to an end. As for prophecy, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, it will be fulfilled and pass away. As far as tongues, they will be destroyed and cease. As far as knowledge, it will pass away. It will lose its value, but superseded by truth. It goes on, you know, he goes on to say here that love responds in this way. Actually, he goes on, if you go back here and we go to the New King James with this, we can read, love never fails, but where there's prophecies, they will fail. Where there are tongues, they will cease. Where there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, we prophesy in part, but that which is perfect has come, and then that which far be done away with. And then he goes on, talks about speaking with the God, speaking in tongues and understanding prophecy and so forth. And at the end, in verse 4:13, and now abides faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is faith. Huh? Well, you would think that the way some people talk and preach. Now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Love. You know what? You may need to read this. If you're having trouble walking a love walk, then read this. You might want to put it on a card or something that you carry around with you, and if somebody wrongs you, break it out and start reading it. You know, I said in my book, page 29, Faith Worketh by Love, when you get this kind of love, you will not be content to be mediocre. Stay in a corner and barely make it to heaven. You will be a success even when you're not trying. As you depend upon the love of God, the power of God will be available to you, and all blessings that the Word of God says will come to you because you learn to walk in love. Heavenly Father, talk to these people for a few minutes tonight concerning the love walk. I thank you that as they listened, any part that they needed. I thank you that they will take it and make adjustments in their life so that they can be enriched with the love of God to receive all the benefits that belong to them. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may stand, please. You know, not everybody needed everything that was said, but somebody needed parts of, everybody needed parts of what is said. So if there was something there that struck you, grab it, make the adjustment, and go on, and let's go on with God. Amen. If you're here tonight and you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, we want you to do so. If you're here and know what it is to serve Him, but you're not where you need to be and you need to rededicate your life, we want you to do that too. If you'd like to be filled with the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they are all filled with the Holy Spirit, begin to speak with tongues, the Spirit gave them utterance. Or if you need prayer for anything, for any reason, the ladies are here, the men are over here. If you'll come forward as we're dismissed, they'll pray with you and you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, connection team, find our first time guests and take them to receive that special gift that we have for them. We thank you for coming. If you're a first time guest with us, what do we say, church? Welcome home. You found a home right here. Hey, Sunday morning right here, 9 o'clock, School of the Bible. That's where they meet according to age groups and smaller groups. And then 10 o'clock, regular morning worship. We'll see you Sunday. God bless. Shake hands with somebody and tell them, I'm going to walk in love. I don't know what you're going to do.